Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Shane. It is the Pat Kenny Show. It's Anton in for Pat. The New York Times is leading, describing it as an extraordinary security breach. This is the journalist, the editor, who was accidentally added to an unsecure group chat in which US national security officials planned a military strike in Yemen. And the list of officials included the defense secretary and the vice president. The Atlantic magazine's Jeffrey Goldberg was added to a Signal messaging group, which included the VP, defense secretary Pete Hegseth, and others. Gina London, former CNN White House correspondent and Sunday Independent columnist, joins us now. Gina, for those unfamiliar with what happened, can you explain how we ended up in a situation where the Atlantic editor gets access to top secret military planning?
Yes, this is an absolute magnificent scope of breach of intelligence and security. This is unprecedented. I've never heard of anything like this. It started out. To back into what happened, you have the editor-in-chief of the Atlantic magazine. And for those who don't know, the Atlantic magazine is a triple-time Pulitzer Prize winner. It's considered an excellent magazine in global journalistic circles. And the editor-in-chief himself was put on a Signal. He was invited on Signal by National Security Intelligence Officer Mark Waltz. And he thought, is it someone pretending to be this guy? Why did I get invited to this? And the next thing you know, he's getting included in a group chat on a commercial app. Signal is encrypted more than WhatsApp, but it is able to be used on your phone. It is an American-run company that is, it's a regular app, like it's not the actual protocol required security channels of communication that up until now we thought that any type of security conversation would be used. So that's one. Secondly, he's written an article that came out in yesterday in Monday's paper or Monday's magazine, and he has it detailed about his incredulousness about, wait a minute, I'm included on this group chat, like you'd have a family group chat talking about your holiday vacations, and here I've got the vice president. I've got the Tulsi Gabbard, the national security intelligence advisor. I've got the secretary of state, Marco Rubio. I've got, oh my gosh, I've got the Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, and others, and Stephen Miller, of course, the mysterious advisor for Trump as well, Deputy Chief of Staff, I believe his title is now. And these people, or people purporting to be, he's first thinking maybe this is a misinformation thing. They're trying to dupe me as the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. And then he details in his article, Anton, about the level of discussion that is going on among these people about the sequencing, the type of ordinances, of weapons to be used, the timing for a proposed attack on Yemen, the Iranian-backed Houthis. And he's looking at this going, is this for real? He then writes in his article that he's sitting in a supermarket on the date that they said this was going to happen and the time. And then he's checking on X. And sure enough, at that time, he starts to see X explode with discussions about explosions in Yemen with all the details. Now, what's interesting about this is that he, Jeff Goldberg, doesn't actually give all the details of what was said, but he saw them. He, as a responsible journalist, actually, after the attack happens, and he's feeling, oh my gosh, this is a real national security discussion on just a commercial app that that I'm inadvertently included on, he takes himself off that, which imagine if they'd inadvertently put someone else on there. They could have gone and published it out for anyone, and including the Houthis themselves, because he was getting this information.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something, the ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Days before the attack happened on March 15th, I believe. We're just now hearing about it Monday. It just erupted across all the headlines. All of there's Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, is calling for investigation. There was a stakeout of reporters as Pete Hegseth, the Department of Defense Secretary, when he was landing at an event in Hawaii. He was just bombarded with questions, and his line was, oh, try to discredit this journalist and try to discredit the Atlantic magazine, and then put off that there were no war plans actually shared. Well, there were. There were details and details, things that Jeff Goldberg himself chose not to share with the public. But imagine if that information had gotten to the Houthis in advance and American lives would have been lost. This is absolutely resignation worthy. Had this happened in any other administration, there would be just heads rolling at this point. I mean, it is stunning. Even on Fox News, you had journalists there that were talking to former military advisors who were trying to give some sort of a little bit of a rationale for why they'd be using a commercial app, or why that Pete Hegseth would have said no war plans were shared, trying to parse it a little bit. But even they were saying, this is true. The administration is not denying it. This has happened. This is a huge, huge breach. And it is.
And the White House has come out and confirmed the fact that this is a legitimate.
It's happened. So now, the question is, how did the journalists get involved? Why are they using this kind of an
Well, the other question I suspect in this, Gina, is you said, isn't it lucky that this was a journalist and a responsible journalist who inadvertently got attached to this group chat? But in my reading of the way the group chat operated was they were all evidently familiar with this mode of communication in this type of setting, which raises the question, how often has Signal been used in this way, and to what extent may they have made this mistake before? Only it wasn't with the responsible journalist who inadvertently got at it.
Well, these are exactly, and that's why there needs to be an intelligence probe. At the very minimum, there needs to be an accountability and a real account of what actually is happening. There was one of the former military advisors that was being interviewed on Fox in the wake of all of this was surmising that these people who were all part of the campaign to a degree or before they were confirmed, they might have been using Signal in some of their chats prior, and maybe they were still using that, which is zero excuse. You've been in office now since January. It absolutely begs that question. There were certainly more questions than answers as a result of this. And it all gets back to the lack of seriousness or the lack of credentials or the lack of qualifications of many of these people in the Trump administration. What is going on? What is the accountability? What is really happening when you've got cabinet meetings like just yesterday when Trump was asked about this? You've got unelected people in your cabinet meeting in the form of Elon Musk. What is happening with this administration? And when are the Democrats or the Republicans finally going to say enough is enough? We need to get a handle on this administration.
The other question, Gina, is the motivation for using Signal? Because in this instance, as I understand it, Signal was set to delete the messages after a number of hours. In which case, as I understand it, they're bypassing law in respect to the Presidential Records Act. They're potentially bypassing law, depending on the conversation, in respect of the Freedom of Information Act. It's hard to see that as a coincidence.
Well, exactly. This is another thing that Jeff Goldberg raises in his article, that he saw that the setting was set for all of these chats to be magically disappeared within 5 days, I think it was. And that gets exactly to the questions that you said. So what are they hiding? It's all about transparency and accountability, which we don't have any right now in this Trump administration. We've got a lot of executive orders. We've got Doge firing and then rehiring and then sending. I mean, it is chaos in the United States right now in the administration. And this is just another example of the potential ramifications of this. I mean, the real lives that are at stake, not only real lives that are being fired and veterans who are being fired and USAID pulling millions and millions of money out of countries that they were serving and people dying in that case, but also active military and intelligence officials who could have been named. Some of the stuff that Jeff Goldberg doesn't share is active CIA officials that were being named in this chat that he chose not to share in the public. But he has that information because I'm sure he screenshotted everything before it's going to disappear in a few days from now. It is appalling what is going on. And it seems that only the courts are the ones that are trying to stop this. What other mechanisms are there? How many protests, how many town hall meetings can there be? What is going to stop this runaway, no transparency, no accountability train of the Trump administration?
Gina, thank you. Gina London there, former CNN White House correspondent and Sunday Independent columnist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.